about cooking? How's about cooking something up with me? Hey, sweet baby, don't you think maybe we could find us a brand new recipe?
And welcome back to Cooking Fish with your host, Captain Barry, Pastor Donnie, the lovely Katrina, and Fish and Frank. And this week's special guest is Captain Kale. How was that for an official opening?
Yeah, you're special.
Now, right. Now I turned on your mics. You hear how it changes?
Oh, special. Man. Yeah, in control.
What's up with that?
Big brother.
We should have liberty here.
Okay. Oh,
that's the gun show. Oh, sorry. That's not me,
oh,
Frank.
Oh, no.
I was going to say, isn't that you?
No.
That's
definitely not me. That's a compliment.
Wow. Yeah, it was.
Frank
yeah.
thinks highly of you.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
He got thought they made belly fur corsets, you know?
Yeah, I'm a little more hairier than that, Frank.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm a fur-bearing animal myself. Yeah. The wife used to like writing initials in my back.
Oh, my Whoa. Gosh. Yeah, yeah. Let's not get on that subject.
A little TMI, yeah. There.
So, it's terrible, I tell you.
Okay.
You can almost braid mine.
Speaking of
yes, sir.
Non-fur-bearing animals, but scale-bearing animals, this yeah. is cooking fish.
Oh, yeah, the cooking part.
Yeah, the cooking part. You know, and I can see later once God's guns and hunting takes off, I think we're almost got, you know.
Everything covered.
Oh,
everything.
Yeah, but we're going to have to do a game cooking show. People oh actually goodness, enjoy listening to your cooking stuff.
Wow.
I've gotten a lot of compliments off it, so hats off to you. Kale did a great job last week.
Oh, wow.
Now, any more call-ins, Frank?
They've had a couple of call-ins at WKDW. Where they're listening wow. to the show on.
For anyone listening, Frank, we Katrina and I went home and did Captain Kale's recipe.
Yes.
Fantastic recipe.
Yeah, it was really
absolutely
good,
delicious.
Yeah.
We were thrilled about it. Mm-hmm. Again, like I mentioned at the end of the show, we're definitely going to have to spice it up a little bit
yeah.
because I like heat.
Yeah.
But absolutely delicious. I could eat it like that all day long.
That's why we brought him on as a special guest again.
Yeah. Yeah. He's back.
Yeah, but special. I mean, Katrina, we understand. Now, the one thing I don't understand is Barry.
What do you mean? He don't cook?
Where's Barry's recipes? I know. Look at the size of this kid.
Oh, yeah. It's not like he don't eat.
Yeah, this kid eats. Yeah.
I mean, he eats McDonald's.
He's like 8 foot tall and, you know.
I watch my cholesterol, so it's not McDonald's. And there's no Filet-O-Fish, if you know what I'm saying.
It's got to be like Long John Silver's or what?
What's that?
Is he the recipe tester?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah
tester?
Especially on your game thing. I haven't had much game. I would love to.
Really?
Yeah, I'll be there.
I think eventually, after we get a few more weeks in on the hunting show, we might want to think about that if we can fit it in a Monday. We're already doing three on Monday, but
well, yeah,
you know,
yeah,
it's
why not?
This is just kind of fun.
Yeah.
What fish are we going to do today?
We're going to do redfish, wasn't it, Barry?
Right, I think because our extra special guest, two time repeating champion on this show,
oh, wow.
Redfish is it, and we are here with Captain Kale to. Well, before we talk about the recipe,
yeah, we probably need to catch it.
Yeah, we have to catch this redfish.
Yeah, we'll probably have to catch it. But
and not on the West Coast here because it's closed until further notice.
Now, you can always slip right up into DeSoto County. They are legal. The only problem with the redfish in DeSoto County, most of them are too big to keep.
Yeah, really?
Definitely.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, once you get upriver,
redfish get big.
Wow.
They're 27, 30-inch plus up there. Now, it's easier to find legal snook up there than it is a legal redfish.
Right.
Although you are That's allowed backwards. To keep redfish or snook That's in DeSoto weird. County because the state kind of forgot about them when they did the closures.
I like it.
But you do have to launch in DeSoto County. Don't launch in Charlotte and go up.
No. Hundreds of dollars in tickets if you go from Charlotte to DeSoto and back in a boat. But if you drive there, trailer your boat, or just drive up and fish from land. You've got this Highway 70, the park up there. You've got 760 Bridge, the 761 Bridge. You've got the Navigator, all these places you can drive to and fish right there.
Absolutely yeah, wonderful news. That's good.
So then let's talk about, in our area, how would we catch these river redfish up in DeSoto County?
I don't know if, I mean, I would use crabs up there, chunks of blue crab. be my best bet.
Chunks of blue crab work well. Shrimp work on redfish no matter where they're at. If they're in freshwater or saltwater, shrimp is always an excellent.
That was Captain Kale putting fish and Frank in his place. You don't need that fancy stuff, boy. Shrimp works fine.
Well, if he didn't, I was, because I'm going to tell you, when I catch redfish, it's shrimp. I mean, that's shrimp works.
Well, they're a crustacean eater, so either one will work great. And there are times of the year when the crab are better for redfish because you have a lot of crab hatches up there.
But you don't want to go very big.
Relocation engineer. That's my official trade title.
Oh.
We relocate the crustaceans from the our bait tanks into the bait buckets.
Ouch.
I was going to say a fun little tip, though, for redfish, which is like unanimous, I think, is if you take shrimp, whether it be live or frozen, and you let them literally put them in a bag and let them turn that nasty pink
color.
Yeah. You let them turn that smelly pink. Like, you don't even want to touch it because you know your fingers are going to stink for like the rest of the day. Put one of those shrimp on like a 1/8 ounce or 1/4 ounce jig head with like a, I don't know, 20, 30 pound leader, whether it be mono or fluoro. That will draw in any redfish in the area in a heartbeat.
In a hurry.
Yeah, and your key word was smelly.
Yeah.
Some fish prefer their sense of smell. Some fish prefer their sense of vibration. And the river is always murky. Those redfish can't see past their nose.
Yeah.
So they're going to fall back to their next strongest sense, which for the redfish, his next strongest sense is his sense of smell.
Yeah.
We call them water pigs for a reason, because their sense of smell is so acute. Whereas a snook, you may want to go artificial in those murky waters because he's going to rely on his sense of vibration.
Right.
That distinct lateral line tells you he's a vibration fish.
Uh-huh. Yep. Very good information.
Yeah, that's just a little, like, instead of just doing what everyone's doing or just getting some shrimp and putting them on the bottom, a nice little stinky pink shrimp will just... If there's a redfish anywhere nearby.
Do you guys notice that our director just keeps bouncing in and out of here? Frank, where'd you go? Frank!
I mean, technically, all we need him for is to push the buttons at the beginning and the end.
We could actually train a monkey to do that.
I think that's why he mutes us whenever he...
Oh, my goodness. So, anyway, we're going to go out and we're going to catch these redfish. Redfish is an amazing fish. They're great meat to them. Very thick, very, very nice texture, flakes off pretty well.
Sure.
Makes nice fillets if you want, good fillets out of them. Easy to clean. I don't scale them. There was a time back in West Virginia, most of the fish that we caught that we, had scale, we would scale them first.
Sure.
And then cut them out. And we would normally take the whole fish and fry it up. Kind of like catfish, you take the skin off and fry out the whole bone and all. However, we're dealing with much bigger fish down here than what we'd had up in West Virginia, up in Pennsylvania, what we had in Kentucky. In those rivers, we can find big catfish, but some of these other fish not so impressive as large, unless you got down in the chemicals, but whatever. But these fish down here, these scales are massive. They're bigger than a thumbnail.
Big, heavy scales. This is a fish that spends its childhood in structure.
Yep.
And then later on in life, leaves its estuaries and becomes a pelagic fish in the ocean.
Yep.
So it needs those heavy scales for protection. And down in Florida, we find them rooting around inside the mangrove roots,
which
are covered in barnacles.
Yep. And by the way, if you're going
to
fish
that, have that protection.
If you're going to fish the mangroves for redfish, don't you want to leave your bait up on top? So without the weight, you're going to put them out there like on a popping cork.
No, I put them right underneath the mangrove branches.
Oh, really?
On a split shot. Okay. A redfish has a downturned mouth.
Okay.
A lot like a carp, almost like a suckerfish.
Yep. Okay.
So they eat down. They smell those shrimp buried in the bottom. They smell those crabs buried in the bottom and root them out like a pig.
Okay.
Yep.
So putting your shrimp on the bottom is almost always better. It's very hard for a redfish to feed upwards.
Like, trying to catch them on top water
is a pain. But it's fun to watch.
It's very fun because they miss it a lot.
Yeah.
Right.
That's a prime example that they have. Usually, like, the first one I caught on top water, I watched him swing at it 3 times until their head has to come out of the water to grab the top water.
Right. Yeah. Right. And that's what I do for fun when the big redfish come in.
Yeah.
I'll take a top water and take the hooks off it.
Mm-hmm.
That's an absolute blast.
Really?
He hits it. If he does get it, you just set the hook, pop it out of his mouth, and you'll watch him turn colors and get irate on the way to the boat.
Wow.
Trying to eat that thing, and he can't eat it.
Oh, my. Okay. Yeah. Well, so we have normally picked them up from the top when we fish, or because we like to see them come up on top and play around with it.
Sure.
And we're not out there to bust out a thousand of these. We just want to go out there and catch some, have fun with it. And we are going to put them in a pan and eat them in season, mind you. But a lot of times what we do when we go out to mangroves, we don't put any weight on it. Put a pop cork on it, toss it over, and just let the weight of the shrimp or the crab take it to the bottom. Mm-hmm. No weight on it at all, and it'll just kind of sit
there.
Sure,
absolutely. That crab or that shrimp will naturally go to the bottom. Yeah. What a lot of people don't realize with shrimp are actually nocturnal animals.
Mm-hmm.
And during the day, they bury themselves in the sand with nothing but their little eye stalks sitting out to protect themselves from redfish, from snapper, from trout, from bonnethead sharks.
Yep.
And a lot of these fish are custom built to find them.
Find them out.
And redfish is one.
That's where the smell comes in at.
Sure, sure.
And so when we get these, like I was saying, I don't want to scale them. What I do is I just go behind their head, cut like a rounded curve right around their skeleton there, come back, go straight back to the tail, and then I don't cut the meat off. I just flip it over and just continue my cut.
That's good.
And that's how I take the fillet out.
Right.
So for your dish, Kale, what's the preferred method of...
Definitely fillet it.
Okay.
Get that skin off there. Get the scales off there. You want a nice, big, fat fillet.
Okay.
And I fillet my redfish a little bit different. I actually make that cut behind the head, but then I actually fillet them from the top to the belly.
From the dorsal of the fish straight
down? Oh, you go from the dorsal to come up?
Come right down the dorsal down towards the belly.
Okay.
If you just turn your knife and head towards the tail, you'll leave an inch strip of meat across the top of that redfish.
Like a on the top of the spine?
On the back.
Top of the spine,
because they're a round fish, and you're cutting them flat.
Well, yeah, but I go back and grab that. That's my second little cut.
But I just get it right from the top, and you can look through the skin and see the daylight through it.
I never tried that.
It's a much, much easier way to fillet your redfish.
Do you leave your rib cage in the fillet?
I do. Yep. Do not. I leave the rib cage in the fish.
In the fish.
Got it. Okay. So you're taking out. Yeah, you're taking out pure meat. That's
right.
All you're taking.
Nothing
out.
Nothing but meat.
Okay.
That's pretty sweet. I never filleted it that way. That's pretty cool. Good info.
It's a lot more efficient meat wise. I found.
Okay.
And so, what's the name of this recipe?
Because normally I have to go back and get the second cut. You know, after I do my fillet. You gotta go back and get that strip of meat up there.
Captain Kale's more efficient, I feel.
I've had to become more efficient because I'm a charter captain.
Yeah.
I'll come back to the dock with 3 to 6 redfish that I've got to fillet and get these people down the road.
Yeah. Yeah.
So you become efficient. You become good at it.
Yeah.
Or you start losing fingers to fillet.
God bless you.
This recipe is, I would call it blackened redfish with a twist.
Cajun redfish or blackened redfish?
Blackened redfish.
Okay.
Blackened redfish with a twist.
I don't like blackened fish.
Right.
Usually it's done in a cast iron skillet at high heat, and it comes out dry.
Mm-hmm. And That's very true. That's
I don't like dry fish.
Yeah.
Nobody likes dry fish.
Yeah.
Right.
And this comes out so much more juicier and moist that it's just, I think, a better recipe.
Great. Yeah, because I feel like a lot of, sometimes you can order redfish in restaurants, and like you said, they do come out
dry.
Sure.
A little underachieving. Let's put it that way.
Where do you order redfish in a restaurant?
I've had it some, like.
It has to be like Louisiana or something. It is illegal to buy or sell redfish in the state of Florida.
Yep.
Oh.
So they must have been out of state, but I know I've had it.
Oh, you can definitely get it out of state.
Yeah.
States like Louisiana, I think even North Carolina, you can get it.
I think Mississippi, Tennessee.
But you cannot get it in a restaurant in Florida. If you're out of Florida, you can get it in many states. But redfish was a fish that before black and redfish came out, it was considered a trash fish, garbage. It was called a saltwater carp, considered unedible, dirty fish.
Yep.
And then all of a sudden, one day, it became the most premier of game fish.
Yep.
But it literally happened over the course of a couple years. And before anybody knew what was happening, they, back when you could inshore net in Florida, they literally netted them out. They were gone. We had, in the early 90s here, you could fish for 2 months and never catch a redfish.
Wow.
Everybody always talks about the good old days. That's just because they got selective memory. The truth of the matter is that for several years in the early 90s, there was no redfish. And in the years before that, nobody ever fished for them anyway.
Yeah.
I mean, I have literally thousands of Polaroid pictures from the 80s and stuff. And count my fingers the number of redfish that people brought in to get pictures with.
Dad, the wow. adopted dad of mine. We adopted him, you know, because of, he's just a great guy. He grew up here in Inglewood. His great grandfather and grandmother helped find Inglewood, and that's what he fished for was redfish. That was his fish of choice for grandma. Now she originally came from Sweden. And that might have had a factor in it, but they used to fish for him all the time, and they would get monster fish. He used to say, okay, off this point, off of that point, behind these mangroves, and that's what he used to fish for.
And there was a few of the guys that were
that was in 1956 era.
But a lot of the guys later in Florida, the earlier ones who were here, knew the value of a redfish. But a lot of the guys had no idea that they were even edible, literally thought they were saltwater carp. But coming to today... I had to step out. My dad called from the hospital. He's in ICU.
Yeah,
so.
How's he doing?
He's all right, but having one of those panic moments. So that's why I had to jump out. So anyway, what was the recipe we're doing tonight?
It's blackened redfish with a twist.
Twist of lime, a twist of lemon, or
a twist of
come on, baby, let do the
well, that's
know, a little chubby checker
it.
Thing.
That's how I time it on.
Oh no, we had to dance.
You got to sing the whole song.
Oh my!
Oh, I know it all.
And
don't
then,
tell
and
me.
Then pull it out of the oven. Right?
Oh Lord, here we go.
The first thing you do with this recipe is fire up the grill.
Don't I look like a chubby checker fan?
You do.
Oh my God!
I think it's the light.
It's not.
But the first thing you do is fire up your grill, because this is a grilling recipe.
Right.
This isn't one that you can really do in the oven.
Yep.
First is your prep. I like to take some aluminum foil way bigger than each filet.
Okay.
Because you're going to wrap this stuff up tight in that aluminum foil. And what I'll do is, you guys know I love my butter. I mean, you can look at me and tell I love my butter.
Yep. That's how he gets his clothes on.
You're going to just cover that. You're going to cover that aluminum foil with that butter.
Oh, my.
And then you're going to cover each side of that filet with the butter.
Okay.
Then you're going to coat each filet on both sides with way too much blackening seasoning.
Oh, man, that sounds so good.
Yeah, it does.
Way too much.
I should have eaten before I came in here.
Now, when I did blackened seasoning... I used to take cayenne pepper, black pepper, white pepper. I'm trying to remember.
Ghost pepper?
No, I wish.
It was, then it was like paprika and something else, mixed it all in a bag. I'll have to find my recipe, but I have a breakdown of all the ingredients because I never found one of the blackened bag stuff I was really thrilled with.
Right, you kind of make your own.
Yeah, I like making my own on it, because the ones you get in the grocery stores, most of them are pretty good, but it's
lacking something.
It creates a char on the fish that I'm more into the fish than I am the chard.
I think you'll like this recipe because of that.
Okay, what do we got?
You're going to wrap those fillets up nice and tight in that aluminum foil. With all that butter and all that seasoning on it.
Okay. Yeah.
Now, what kind of blackened seasoning are you using?
I like your everyday Paul Perdomes.
Paul Perdomes.
Yeah. Tony Sacheray's works well also.
Tony Sacheray, baby. Yeah.
What's up, Tony?
Yeah. Tony's my boy, man. I love putting in on everything.
And you're going to cook them about 10 minutes on either side on a nice hot grill.
Okay.
And
these are boneless fillets, by the way.
Boneless fillet.
Like I explained earlier, most of your black and red fish is just dried out hunks of meat, and you're going to be very pleased at how moist and juicy this comes out.
Because of butter.
Once they're done cooking, you're going to pull those aluminum foil packets off your grill. Let them sit for a couple minutes just to cool, because you're going to have to grab that aluminum foil and unwrap it, and just unwrap one end, and then take... While you're holding your filet and your aluminum foil, dump all that extra butter and seasoning out. And this is why we put so much butter and so much extra seasoning into the aluminum foil with the redfish. Dump that all over a bed of white rice. And then once once you get that in, dump your filet right on top of it. So now you've got blackened redfish and blackened white rice.
Just a side note, my trainer's not going to like all this butter.
It's still white rice if you black it.
Oh, my gosh.
That's shunned upon these days.
Yes.
You put the butter on the aluminum foil on the side of the fish. Put the Then sprinkle the blackened stuff
way
in there.
Way too much blackening season.
Way too much. And then you do the same thing on the top side.
Yep.
You butter the fish, butter the lid, throw the seasoning in between it, and then fold it all up. And you're cooking it on down on the a pan at that point? Or are you putting it
right
in the
grill. Right on the grill.
Yep.
Right on the grill.
Okay, so you got one side down. Then you got to flip it over after 10 minutes.
Yep. Cook it for another 10.
And then when you open it up, you've got your rice ready on the plate.
Yep.
And then you put, so you do a portion in each of the aluminum packets.
I put a whole fillet in.
Yep.
Put a whole fillet in.
Whole fillet in. All right. You can cut it up when it comes out.
Yeah.
Well, what I was thinking is that way you could, like, pour the butter on each plate and eat everybody's serving a
rice.
No, you just pour one foil per person.
Pour on all the different plates.
Oh, you pour on all the different plates.
You can
plates.
Chuck it out. Right. Like, boom, right. Chunk, boom, chunk.
You know, I told you, this is, you know, it's like one of our other shows. I'm not the best at it, but I'm learning, okay?
Oh, my. From a guy that only cooks hot dogs, you're doing very well.
Yeah, very well.
Hey, Gwaltney's rocks.
Did he just show us his guns? Is that what he just did?
Getting ready for
that. That's the Gwaltney hot dog gun.
It's like
a 25, but I'm working on 22s.
Yeah, 22s.
Oppenheimer 22s.
I want to take a spinoff from what this is.
Okay.
I like the blacking. I do. I'm not a peppery kind of guy, like a black pepper, but I love Tony's Cesare. I love him. Very nice spice to it. I would do almost exactly the same. We like brown rice. I'm a big fan of brown rice.
It's healthier.
So either way, white rice, brown rice, whatever you like, whatever you get into.
Has a lower glycemic index. Just thought I'd throw that out there.
Holy cow, what is he, the nutrition guy?
Keep going on.
We found his calling.
We did find his calling. Frank, he has to be a staple on his show.
He did go to medical school, by the way.
Oh.
What?
Oh, yeah.
Have you heard some of the questions he asked? All right, never mind. All right. I thought medical people had to be smart.
He's been educated past his intelligence.
Overeducated idiot. All right. No, I don't mean that. But
you need to apply for
school. Oh, the table. All right, so anyway.
You need to get a job at CNN. I mean, that's the main qualification.
No. Oh, I see where he's going at with that. Okay, all right.
That was not a reflection on my good friend Barry.
Yeah, Barry,
I know.
He's
very smart.
All right, so back to somewhat. Yeah.
Back on brown rice.
So I'm going to do brown rice. I like brown rice. And on my redfish, this is just the redfish ordeal, I like to use some oregano, some parsley. Instead of doing all the black peppers and white peppers and so forth, I want to use some Italian seasoning. So Italian seasoning, some parsley, some oregano, a little sprinkle of Tony Cesare for that heat side of it. So I'm not going to blacken it so much as I'm going to spice it, okay? But I want to give it some of that Italian seasoning to it, and I'm going to put that on there. And you can also, if a person doesn't like rice, you can use noodles for it. But if you're going to, anytime you do noodles, just throwing this out.
It's always Italian seasoning.
But whatever you season your rice, should be the same way. Mm-hmm. Whenever you do pasta, whatever you season your meat with, season your noodles with.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Butter. Parsley, Italian, oregano. Always put whatever you put on your meat into your pasta if you're going to do pasta. And it works great with pasta, by the way.
Yeah.
Because what happens is you're seasoning the noodles to taste like the meat. When you put the two together, they're equal.
Ooh. All right. Now, you guys have described some really great food. Donnie, why don't you say grace so we can enjoy the food? We've got about a minute left.
Dear Heavenly Father, we want to thank you for such a great time today to be able to fellowship with our brothers and sisters. Father, we ask you to bless our food, bless our drinks, and nourish these things to our body and give our body the strength to serve you. Father, we know that it is through you all our provisions are made. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Okay. And if I did this right. All right. This is Cooking Fish. And Fish and Frank here, Pastor Donnie, the lovely and talented Katrina, Captain Kill, our special guest today, and Captain Barry in the command chair. We know. Any last thoughts, Barry?
Yeah, if you put black and seasoning on brown rice, what color does the rice turn?
Still the same.
Is it still brown?
Yeah.
It turns black if it's, you know, you overcooked it. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, the Prime Minister in Canada is in trouble for this stuff.
Oh, no.
Nicer word.
Wow.
Happened to. Well, goodbye, boys and girls. Thanks for listening to Cooking Fish.
Fish don't you think maybe we could find us a brand new recipe?